Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brandt for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to Sanford covering. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bressoud. Long moves to third. Walls moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hobby reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Hobby moves to third. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hobby tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Bressuit moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 4 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Chick King pinch runs for Walt Morin. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cepeda. King moves to second. Don Eddie pinch runs for Dale Long. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. King moves to third. Eddie moves to second. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King scores. Eddie moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Giants. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.